Blog Talk Radio.
He's the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word. And of course, I would love to hear from you. Please give me a call. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. If you're afraid to call, you can always email me, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Once again, you can email smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Questions, comments, concerns, we take all that. Also, we do social media. So if you're on Facebook, you can ask to get into the Smooth Drama group. Have patience, and we will add you back, me or Mr. J. Or the artist formerly known as Mr. J. I don't know what he calls himself now. Anyway. I kid Mr. J. Anywhere you find Smooth Drama, add us. We'll add you back and we can talk about it. Now, while we're there, you know they still have the Juicy, aka Jussie Smollett. You know, ever since Dave Chappelle called him Juicy Smollett, it's just it kind of fits, right? He had the Juicy Jerry curl, all that. Anyway, they're still after this dude. I'm like, I had forgot that he existed. But he's still there. As far as in the eye, apparently in Chicago, they're like, yeah, we're gonna get this dude. So they indicted him on 6 new charges of disorderly conduct, accusing him of filing false police reports. Yeah. 4 separate false police reports claiming he was the victim of a hate crime. They said because he planned and participated in the staged hate crime attack and made false statements. They're coming after him again. And I'm like, do we really care? Does anybody really care? I mean, apparently in Cook County, they really, really care, right? Why? I don't know. I do, but I don't. I mean, you could say, yeah, we just not going to let this dude get away with it. Black man, you lie to us. We going to put your ass in jail. But, I mean, for him, wouldn't that be good for him? I'm just not going to go there. I started to, but I can't do it. But to the people in the chat room, bringing it, boy, and Warple Bite 3, peace. Shout out to y'all. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think it's really all that important. If you want to lock him up, lock him up. I don't think anybody cares. Maybe it was high profile. They got embarrassed and they want to take it out on him. Like, yeah, you're not gonna do that. You're not gonna embarrass us. I don't know. I don't think it's really all that important, but apparently there's going to be a trial. I don't think there'll be any cameras because people have forgotten who he was since he ain't on TV no more. He's not important. That's kind of how that goes, right? If people aren't celebrities, it's not important. It doesn't really exist, and since he's not a celebrity anymore, will it have really happened? will it have really existed? I guess time will tell. This is why tonight's show is the no common sense show, because there just seems to be a lack of common sense that's just out there, and you just wonder why. For example, if you've listened to me before, you know how I feel about stupid studies. There are a lot of stupid studies out here, and for the most part, they're funded. They do this research that is really silly. For example, there's a study where they talked about don't trust your memories if you're high on weed. So this new study found that people who took just one hit of weed doubled their number of false memories in a virtual reality scenario compared to those who puffed on the placebo. And this was done by Johannes Ramakers, who's a professor of psychopharmacology at Maastricht University in the Netherlands. So they go on to talk about how false memories, they define what a false memory is and how it happens. And what they talk about is we are all prone to the formation of false memories. Then he goes on to say the susceptibility for false memory, however, increases with cannabis. Under cannabis, users can easily accept fake truths or true memory. Okay. Duh. People get high. Things happen. They remember or they don't remember. Some of it's choice. Well, I think most of it's choice. But then, obviously, there's the narcotic that's involved. So, yeah. That's just common sense, right? If you're high, you may remember things differently than how they actually happened. It is the reason why people roofie people and all these other things, because you have plausible deniability. Did I say that? Plausible deniability. People roofie people. I mean, rape, whatnot. It's horrible. But I'm just saying, they did a study on that. Like, you didn't know that when people are high, memories get skewed. You took a whole study to do that? And so what they're talking about here is with the advent of legal marijuana in the United States, state after state after state, they're talking about the potential impact. Now, me, myself, I look at it as a psychological warfare. If you want to change how people think, change the mindset, you introduce the drugs. I mean, I'm going to take a guess, and I'm going to throw a wild theory out there that really isn't all that wild, that if you have legalized marijuana, just like we talked about cigarettes, right? Tobacco by itself wasn't the problem. It was the 30 or 40 other additives, from roach spray to whatever, that was added to the cigarette. And so one could say, what we say, organic marijuana would not be terrible. You know, marijuana that's grown from non-hybrid seeds, genetically modified, just regular marijuana that's just grown, would be way different from the marijuana that will be spliced and diced and had all the different flavors and all the other chemicals added in. It just makes sense, right? And here we are. So for me, the advent of legal marijuana just means that you're going to have even crazier folks out here. So yeah, there'll be that elevated consciousness, as people call it, and then there's going to be elevated crazy memories, because whatever chemicals are added may have psychohallucinogenic properties. Just a thought. I mean, it wouldn't be the first time that hallucinogenic drugs were popular in the United States. Isn't that the reason why people do mushrooms, whatnot? So yeah, marijuana. If you're high on weed, don't trust your memories. Duh. Yeah, and if that's not enough, I saw another study. Normally I go one study at a time, but sometimes you got a twofer, and this one was a twofer. So this study talks about how living with an optimistic partner may lower your risk of dementia. So basically, social, they say that social engagement, balanced diet, staying active, and overall healthy aging lowers your chance of developing dementia, as well as a cheery partner may do more than brighten your day. So they're saying sharing your life with an optimistic person may also reduce your risk of developing dementia in your later life. Now, research shows that there's genetic factors and, you know, finding a person's lifestyle. But there's also optimistic people, they say, and overall cognitive health keeps you sharper because you don't develop bad habits. So they say when your partner is optimistic and healthy, it can translate to similar outcomes in your life. Now, it's another one where you just say, duh. Positive people promote positivity. Negative people promote negativity. I mean, we need a study for that. It's simple. Positive environment equals positive environment. Positive habits equal positive habits. So you and I guess what would happen is this. Whose will is overridden? So, for example, if a positive person gets with a negative person, does that negative person habits and influence override the positivity and turn that positive, just beat that positive person down and turn them negative? And so you could say the risk of dementia goes because you're trying to ignore that negative person, so you just shut off whole parts of your brain. So we talk about like social interaction and whatnot. And so if you're with someone who's constantly arguing and whatnot, you just learn to shut stuff down. You just shut down, right? Boom. But that's still a duh. I mean, do you really need people to tell you that? Do you really need people to tell you that? I mean, I guess so. Maybe it's a reminder, but a whole study. I need to get into the study business. Maybe I, and this was published today in the International Journal of Behavioral Development. Optimism, people. If you are optimistic, guess what? You are an asset, and you can help people be healthier. Doesn't that sound good? Doesn't that inspire you to want to go out there and be as positive as you want to be? I'm trying. I mean, because actually, that's a good thing. That's you want to be positive. You want to be that positive influence, the one person who gives people hope. Right? I just think, did you need a survey to tell me, a whole study to tell me that? I don't know. On that note, I'm going to go on break here. And I'm going to be positive in my thoughts before I come back. This is a Prime Sunflower Seed.
Just let it go, friend. Give him a second to give us a little courtesy, you know. You ready? Okay. Alright, well, hold these sunflowers. I'm going. Guess who's Bizak? The best dude that don't ever do it. Don't need no metro with Neptune's Bizak. This is what you call alcoholic recording flawless guitarist. Now they riding with us to shore in the Audi orders. Ferrari, this for Joe Montgomery and Johnny Morris. Now we about to power up the ghost like Omari Hardwick. Time flies when you having a nice time. So when I drive, I try to ride slower than Heinz pouring. My mama told me try to enjoy it. Take you a vitamin boy and stick to your diet and taurus. All keep rising and soaring. All put your mind on the evil. Keep your eye on the people who will kill just to be by you. And beware of those who appear to be dying to meet you. Let your therapy be the Bible and let yourself just be legendary. And just continue to keep on helping the less fortunate. Not for no fucking credit in public, but for the blessings above. Most important lesson I learned was just the love. Most my aggression was extra liquor and just a drug. Wherever I go, whoever I'm with, I'm met with hugs. While all you rappers getting extorted and debt with thugs, I'm riding round in the Maserati, bodies go to McDonald's, eating sunflower seeds. Laid back, but I still spit the shell out the window. Still spit the shell out the window. Night and I'm living well, all I remember is all I could afford was sunflower seeds. Laid back, but I still spit the shell out the window. Still spit the shell out the window. I will spit these out of Gallardo. You peel off laughing like Ricky Ricardo. Go to your lady home and spit a whole bag of sunflower seeds out on her marbles. Blow, oh, no, I'm bitten. I killed a fish and put wings on the dog. You for treating me like I don't know fly. Nickel, I'm back in the prima thing. Two jackets, this one is Jackpot, that one is Diva Queen. I flip on the rapper, quick as Christopher to finish up a track on the beat machine. I pull out a full metal jacket, show you exactly what going platinum and features mean. I am the absolute shit. I actually speak with train, rhyme too. All day you hear Uzi choppers and nine. All day you niggas eat sushi sausages and fine juice. The drum killer like my dude. The Hummer red and they come on top of giant size shoes like clown suits. That rightfully mine too. It might just heat up from the field and clutch like when Mike and LeBron shoot up. Riding round in the Maserati, bodies go to McDonald's eating sunflower seeds. Laid back, but I still spit the shell out the window. Still spit the shell out the window. Not in my living well, all I remember is all I could afford was sunflower seeds. Laid back, but I still spit the shell out the window. Still spit the shell out the window.
We'll be the streets.
One man.
Living in the ghetto, using one chance. You know I keep the peace on the sunflower seeds in the other hand. And Popo out here shooting with his head and trying to kill another man.
And
I grew up in the streets,
one man, one house,
living in the ghetto, using one chance. You know I need to pee. So I served out a piece in the other hand.
Together you got the smooth drummer.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was Prime, Sunflower Seeds. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. So, we have a proliferation of deaths. You've seen the commercials where people talk about vaping, and vaping is not good. I saw the latest commercials where people are throwing their vapes off bridges and all kinds of crazy stuff, right? And so now they're talking about how, yeah, so 64% increase in vape deaths. I'm like, what's the common sense on this? It's vape. It's cigarette stuff, right? There's a long history of cigarette related death in the United States, cancer, whatnot. You know, I mean, this is the funny part. We start talking about it and why people choose to do it. I don't even have to smoke for it to kill me. I mean, literally. I don't have to smoke for it to kill me. It's that dangerous. But people smoke. People still smoke, even after they know. And that's how you know how tough a narcotic is. When people know that shit will kill you, and you still take it. So, vape. Vape is the same thing, just in a prettier, non-invasive, apparently they try to make it look cool, non-invasive little glass thing, whatever. And they have the flavors and all that. It's supposed to be cool. And so what happens is it's not supposed to kill you. I mean, well, kill everybody else, right? Because that's where vape is more progressive, because the secondhand vape is not as terrible as secondhand smoke from cigarettes. So basically, they're saying, hey, we are going to kill the people who actually smoke it or vape it, because I'm say it right. The people who vape, they're the ones who die and get ill, as opposed to the general public. So I guess it's a safer way to kill people, because hey, it's vape, and it won't get you, even though the smoke is, well, I won't say smoke. The vape is in the air when they exhale. They inhale and then exhale. Vaping. And look, hey, everybody's got their vices. I don't hate on people for their vices, right? But at the same time, I mean, like the cigarettes. Cigarettes would kill you. Right? Cigarettes will kill you. And the vape is killing you. Even though the CDC says the illnesses and injuries continue to decline. lung injuries. It's injuring your lungs. Very interesting, to say the least, right? Very interesting. Apparently, we have some callers. So, let's see. Caller, you're on the air. Where are you calling from, and what can I do you for?
Hello, I'm calling from California, Southern California, actually, and my name is Suzette.
Hello, Suzette. How you doing?
Hi. Hi, I'm doing well. I'm doing very well. And you gentlemen seem to be having a good time. My husband and I are listening to the show so far. Good show. We like it.
Thank you.
We're listening.
Thank you. All right. And so what did you want to talk about?
Well, I just wanted to talk a little bit about the vape. I don't use that vape tool thing. It never really attracted me. But I know that the kids were experimenting with the flavors, but they were also putting that, I could be wrong the way I'm saying, THC oil from marijuana.
Yeah, the marijuana.
And mixing
yeah.
it. And, yeah, and that's what was what is killing people is mixing it because, I guess, it can't be mixed. Causes a chemical reaction. And,
yeah.
Also, comment about cigarettes. If you notice, any of the health, ads that they have on TV about cigarettes being bad, and yet it's still illegal, but many of the ads, and even on the cigarette boxes, it says could potentially cause cancer. And so the potentially is because it's not a for sure thing. And
nope.
There are lots of people that grow old, you know, because of their chemical makeup, their DNA, and something that's triggered that's already within their body that reacts to cigarettes that will cause cancer. But not
yes.
everybody will get cancer from cigarettes.
Yes. So it's basically a lotto that you don't want
to
win.
Sure. Just like alcohol, you could potentially get liver disease, you know.
Right. Yeah, so.
Breathing, you could potentially, you know, get lots of illnesses from breathing.
Well, once again.
Drinking the water.
Right, all lottos that you don't want to win. It's like
right,
that's
right.
The lotto of life, yeah.
Right. Absolutely. Oh,
right,
and
well.
If you also want to avoid Alzheimer's disease, you have to stop using antiperspirant, which is antiperspirant, if you notice, deodorant, not regular deodorant, antiperspirant deodorant. There's two kinds, and antiperspirant is what makes you stop sweating, or what makes you stop sweating is the aluminum in the antiperspirant that makes you stop sweating. So your body's absorbing that aluminum, and so that could potentially lead to early Alzheimer's disease.
Well, I'm an avid basketball player, so I don't mind a little sweating. So, I've stayed away from antiperspirants. Sweating is healthy.
Well, what you can do in place of the antiperspirant, I worked in the healthcare field, and what you can use alcohol, rubbing alcohol. Take just a cotton swab and do your underarms in the morning because it's the bacteria that causes the odor. That people don't want, and so they use antiperspirant for that. So
okay.
That will help.
Thank you for the tip, Suzette, and thank you for calling and listening. And I hope to have you call in again and listen again.
Well, thank you for taking my call, and you guys keep trucking along. We love it. Good show.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. All right, and so. Have another caller. Caller number two, you're on the air. Where are you calling from and what can I do you for? Hello? Hello, hello, hello. Hello. All right. That was my Three Stooges ode. All right. So, caller, if you want to call back, I can get you. If not, if you were just listening. Carry on. All right, so we got to talk, Suzette. We gonna make sure that we put some alcohol under our arms. In the please, people, sweat. It's okay. A little sweat never hurt nobody. It's actually good for you. So, and if you're using that antiperspirant with the aluminum, just toss it. Just put that alcohol under your arms. And if you're feeling a little ripe, you know, it's called a shower. I'm just saying. Maybe it could be a little fun. You and somebody you like, y'all can shower together. I don't know. Anyway, New Hampshire. Everybody's talking about New Hampshire right now. There's the little primaries. So there was a poll that was conducted by the University of Massachusetts, Lowell, in between January 28th and January 31st, 2020. They polled a data set of 400 likely New Hampshire Democratic primary voters, and supposedly it has a margin error of 6.4%. Well, the survey asked voters their opinion of the president. 95% of the voters disapproved of his job performance. It's Democrats, right? So, of course. And they were asked, what outcome would they prefer on November 3rd, 2020? Donald Trump wins re-election, or a giant meteor strikes the earth, extinguishing all human life? 62% chose the meteor. I'm just going to say, I never want to go to New Hampshire. If y'all are dumb like that, look, I get it. You don't like the guy. Cool. But extinguishing all life on Earth, that's more preferable than a guy you don't like being president? Okay. Once again, I reiterate my point. New Hampshire, I can't go there. I can't fool with y'all. If y'all think dying is more preferable, and not just you dying, everyone dying is more preferable. Now, get it. It's a grain of salt, right? They're just saying that's their way of showing disapproval. But I'm still, even with the analogy, I'm like, nah. Everybody dying or him being president. I'm choosing him being president every time. He could be president for the rest of my life. I'm just saying, he could be president for the rest of my life over everybody dying, a meteor striking the earth and killing everyone. Y'all got a sick sense of humor. I'm just saying, y'all got a sick sense of humor, New Hampshire. It's a little small place in the Northeast, if you don't know. Avoid it at all costs. Because apparently there is an overabundance of nihilists that reside there. Yeah, there 62% of the voters. I mean, it's only 400 people, right? But 62% of the potential voters there, they're crazy. 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 Did I say crazy? All right. And so, speaking of the president, so there was the prosecutors, the four Roger Stone prosecutors who resigned from the case after the Department of Justice said that Stone shouldn't get the 7 to 9 years. So the prosecutors was like, well, we quit. We would rather not work this case. So the head prosecutor left the Department of Justice and he went back to Maryland. it was kind of funny because I'm like, woo! So everybody quit. And so, you know, they cited that the judge in the case, Amy Berman Jackson, to consider Stone's advanced age, health, personal circumstances, and lack of criminal history in fashioning an appropriate sentence. Now, they say he committed serious offenses and deserves a sentence of incarceration, but based on the facts known to the government, a sentence of 87 to 108 months could be considered excessive and unwarranted under the circumstances. Now, it's funny, and I swear I try not to talk about this stuff because it's like politics is dirty, always has been, always will be. But I think what the main problem here is, you have a dude that is so dirty, and it used to be politicians would be dirty on the sly, right? They would be dirty on the sly. But this dude is out front with it. He's like, you know what? I'm just gonna be out here. I'm gonna put it all out there and just be out front with, yeah, I'm bilking taxpayers and you're gonna pay for everything that I do in excess. I'm going to be out front with, hey, if you support me, I'm going to make sure that everybody knows that my people, I take care of them because I'm dirty. I don't care if you know. I'm looking out for me. I'm like, and for me, I'm like, hey, you know, he's always been about that. So it's not a big deal. I just fine. And I know for a lot of people, they're like, oh my God, he's just so corrupt. It's like, but they were all corrupt. You can say the majority of them were corrupt. It just, they concealed it, right? The dirt didn't bubble up to the surface. It's like, You know, people take baths, and when they wash themselves, there's dirt. And you try to hide the dirt under the bubbles. You take a bubble bath, and so you don't see dirt, unless you're really dirty. But that's a whole other conversation. Point is, he don't mind you seeing the dirt. Look at it. I'm bathing in it. You can see it, smell it, taste it. It's just out here. Yeah, he supported me, so yeah, he shouldn't get that time because, hey, he's old. And this is his first time committing a major crime or set of crimes. Doesn't matter what he did, he's old, and quite frankly, it's travesty of justice that somebody that I know would be criminally charged with anything because he supported me in my criminal endeavors, and hey, I'm the president, so he should just get off, and it shouldn't matter. He's just out front with it. That's it. Just so the level of corruption here is I won't say it's at an all-time high. We'll just say the transparency of corruption is here. I mean they're out front. I'm not hiding it. You just go taste all this corruption. It's going to happen. You're going to get it all. And there's nothing you can do about it because it's here. All right. And on that note, I'm going to need to take another break. This is Exhibit. Nobody Sound Like Me.
If you were walking on the street and a black man was coming towards you, what would you feel?
Just one single black man? I really don't fear that. You know, but if it's a group, I'm talking like from 8 or even 13, even younger than 13, yes, I will walk on the street.
We getting restless, me and my D-O-G-S's. Never pushing it, rather we sending a very clear message. Either you with me or against me, pump. Hit him up, provide housing for these friends in the jail. We dump. I'm making a bounce, other niggas fail to bump. So we take advantage of flicking irreversible damage. It's a longer way than anticipated, liquid and steam. From my first, cause I feel it's better to give than receive. You better believe, exhibit state savage, above the average. Why niggas try to switch? Turn bitch for the cabbage, but all that's irrelevant. It's like trying to turn a horse celibate. I dance with the devil for the hell of it. Burning down your lavish landscape on digital tape. Cause everything you rhyme about is actually fake. To make room for the legitimate, nasty, inconsiderate. Think you raking top dollar, but really counterfeit.
I don't want to take a girl like me.
Niggas are null and void. I get sprawled like a keloid to overload the system. To rhyme for millenniums to shut down artists for beef and need closure. Battling top rank for bank and exposure. So open up your door to me, cause if it's closed, I'ma break it in the with the pantyhose over the mic. So you don't know who I sound like. Executing those who record and bite the sound sight is not permitted by the right. Look at stop off, surprising these niggas like Benny Blanco. Remember me, man? You thought I was a fan till I threw you in the back of a van. Yo, these drop squad delegates, rhymes the delicate. I spit on the mic to get these MCs pussies wet. For those with plans to clone me, the original, it can't be done. I'm digital.
I don't want to take a girl like me.
Yo, who want to come and see the hard rock? The non-stop grid block your whole block when she's beat, not deep, not get brave. My bullets never graze, they hit close to home, separating flesh from bone. So better get off on your own, bitch. Rolling from shit, trying to own shit. I was molded after the best that the streets had to offer. The author of my own destiny, so I suggest you stop stressing me. You'll find out when I pull my nine out and blow your mind out. Play a deadly game with no fouls and no timeouts. Inhale large amounts of doja, forever ready like a soldier. I'm locked, loaded, shoot from the shoulder and burn down your lavish landscape on digital tape. Cause everything you rhyme about is actually fake. So make room for the legitimate, nasty, inconsiderate. Think you ranking top dollar but really counterfeit.
I don't want to take a girl like me. I don't want to take a girl like me.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't want to take a girl like me.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh no.
You know what I'm saying?
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was Exhibit, Nobody Sound Like Me. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. You know what time it is? It is Groundhog Day time.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
Whoa, what is that shit that happened again? Well, Groundhog Day is always about those things that happen. Yeah, kind of racist. When I say kind of racist, they are. But I just like to be kinder, gentler in my analysis of the racist problem in the world today. So, Groundhog Day. Leslie Lewis. It's a black woman. She's got four kids with a fifth on the way. Had to go on Instagram and social media to address critics who called her out for having too many children. She's currently pregnant with the fifth child, as I said, and said that she got a bunch of commenting and even DMs regarding her pregnancy, saying, one, I thought y'all was done. How can y'all afford five? And she had to say, listen here, I'm married an adult. I have one baby daddy. How did this happen? Sex. Sex is how this happened, God damn it. So, what makes it racist? You know, because some people is like, yeah, you know, five kids is not really that big of a deal, right? But, I mean, I've seen, reality show? There's the reality show, what's the Duggars? Something like that, where they've got like 20-some kids. I haven't seen too much negativity behind that. Now, maybe it's a coincidence that a black woman would get a lot of negative comments, even private direct messages about having five kids. I'm like, didn't it used to be they would have a lot of kids, like 10, 12 kids? I mean, a lot of people have grandparents who, they had a whole lot. Now, myself, at double figures is a lot, right? Double figures is a lot. So, you know, and even as someone who loves kids, I don't know. But if somebody can provide a stable environment and love and take care of their kids, hey, what's the problem? I just think that, and maybe it's me, maybe I'm just looking through my glasses that no one else can see through, because we all have our unique visions, right? It's racist. You have folks who will come out and with a woman and a man who have kids and take care of them. They're a problem. Where you'll have a reality show celebrating somebody else who have multiple, they have over 20 kids, which is a lot. I mean, you spent your whole adult life pregnant. Yeah. That celebrate, you get a reality show. I'm guessing that most people today, if you got a little melanin, you can't get that reality show. Talking about you and all your kids, it's too much. I didn't know five was a lot. I mean, it's a lot, but I didn't know five was a lot if you got two adults, because it's like you can actually, it's like two and a half each. Maybe they and one they can play with each other. So aside from the eating part, if the eating part, they can just play with each other. You know, you break up the fights every now and again. That's about it. Built-in playmates, you don't have to play with them as much. And I guess family night where you get to play the games could be kind of fun. I mean, if you're into that whole social interaction thing, we talked about that earlier, where people don't like actually talking to other people. The new internet wave where He'd rather be on your phone amongst in a crowd of people and not actually talk to the people. I'm always amazed by that, by the way. When you see it, people at dinner and they don't talk to each other, they're on their devices. I think that's very interesting. I mean, you see people on dates and they're on their devices instead of actually talking to the person in front of them. Interesting. Speaking of interesting, because we talking about racist stuff, whatnot. So, Facebook just agreed to a $550 million settlement in facial recognition class action lawsuit. And this is in Illinois. I don't know how they're going to distribute that, but man, I want to move to Illinois. They only tried that in Illinois. We can't get that in Cali. I mean, Facebook's here in Cali, so they had to have done that. I need a few extra dollars. What I don't know, my other fellow Californians, how y'all feel about that? $550 million. Divided by everybody that's on Facebook in California? I mean, is that how they're doing it in Illinois? Where is that money going? And can I be an Illinois citizen just for a week? Supposedly, they came out and said this case should serve as a clarion call to companies that consumers care deeply about their privacy rights, and that the people will fight for those rights all the way to the Supreme Court. That's what Paul Geller, the head of the consumer protection arm of law firm Robbins Geller, said. So they sued and won $550 million. But see, they never say where that money goes and how it gets distributed. I mean, it's sort of like from time to time you get something in the mail and it says, hey, it's a class action lawsuit. You were a part of it. And then they'll send you like $5. And of course, I'm appreciative. I take that $5. I mean, because just in case I have to go over to San Francisco, I can just use that as my toll, right? So GNC or AT&T or whoever I was with that I won the class action lawsuit with, I got toll money. That's where I'm at. I'll take any dollar that I can get, toll money, to get wherever I go. If I'm going to San Mateo, I'm going to San Francisco, because that's the Bay Area thing, right? Kind of have to pay to go into anywhere but Oakland. Oakland is free. Everywhere else in the Bay Area is not. That's kind of funny. Well, actually, you can go to San Jose for free. So I guess Oakland and San Jose are not the places to be. The other places are. I don't know. I'm hating. But shout out to Facebook. Hopefully I can get $5 so I can go across. But I guess I have to, like, pretend like I lived in Illinois. It's too cold there, though. So. Yeah. All right. So, last but not least. So, there's third time's a charm. There's a study talking about a mind control parasite. Supposedly, if you have a cat, there's a parasite known as Toxoplasma gondii, and it's one of the most prolific proliferators on the planet, with an ability to infect any warm-blooded animal. Scientists think that it may have infected upward of 3 billion people. They say it's a single cell organism, and it changes the behaviors in both rodents and humans. The study has shown that rodents infected with toxoplasma are more fearless, and they're saying that researchers have connected infection with humans with impulsiveness and mental health conditions like schizophrenia. And so they say in most mammals, it's basically inert and forms assist to survive in the brain tissue. And they say the cysts remain in the body for life, slumbering within the host, unless they have a weakened immune system, in which case toxoplasma can take over. And so they say in a cat's gut, it's different. So toxoplasma gets inside the cat. It reproduces, and once the children are born, the cat excretes them, and the cycle starts anew. And so what they do, toxoplasma changes the rodent's behavior by using a form of, and I'm saying this, mind control. And so instead of being repelled by cat's odor or hiding, the rodents are more likely to face a cat. And so basically the virus makes the rodent go up to the cat to get eaten. And so once the cat eats the rat, boom, there it is. Now, why am I talking about this? You know, I mean, we talk about different things, and we talk about lack of common sense, whatnot. So is this the reason why people are crazy? Because you have mind-controlling, behavior-controlling parasites? Or it's people just crazy? I mean, it's a scientific question with a theoretical answer or set of new questions. And you would say, okay, as science goes, is this something that's put out into the public? So you could say that you put this into someone's brain, and so they reproduce, and you have a bunch of people who are mind controlled. I mean, because you could say maybe the American public is gullible, where you can have people who are blatantly criminal, but people will follow them anyway. I mean, are they being programmed by the parasite, or is it just part of the everyday culture? I don't know. I'm not a scientist. I might know a couple, but I'm not a scientist. It's an interesting question with sociological implications. Is it people who make that choice, or are they being controlled to make that choice? Interesting question. Maybe we can talk about it another time. And on that note, I am Mr. F the N-word. This was another smooth drama production. And I'm out till the next time. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.